Okay, good morning, Obaisai. I need a moment to assemble the Tavares file. Back in a second. Hope Jeff, we can get the screen sharing on. I'd appreciate it.
Yeah,
Okay,
okay. I don't have the
Obaisai.
Tavares download. I'll try to download it quickly.
Okay. Nunches. We're going to be beginning in about a moment. Okay, so Rabbi, there's a very interesting issue that we're going to discuss this week, and that is the concept of Shaila in various matnais kahuna. We're going to start with truma. In the Gemara in Daf Nun Tes, the Gemara has a diyun. If truma is called a davar sheyesh lematirin, and the reason why it should be considered a davar sheyesh lematirin, which has obviously implications legabe bittul v'chedayma, is that since one could be shayel on truma that is given to a kohen, that should be considered to be a davar sheyesh lematirin. Says the Gemara, no, not so, because truma that is bali ad kohen, you cannot be shayel on it. Most of the Rishonim, the Machlokes in Rishonim, how to understand this, akimt in the Gemara. Most of the Rishonim understood kipshutai that the Gemara is telling where you say it in Hilchos Shailos Chacham. Shailos Chacham is a Pesach, a pathway that the Torah created for undoing things that were created by Dibur, but it doesn't work for everything, even though there is a Hataras Chacham B'Truma, but that doesn't work once it was given to the Kayin. Why? Because once it was given to the Kayin, E.F. Shalishayel Olav. And the question is, why not? If the site of a Shailas Chacham, a subject which is going to be explored for the next few months as we go through the concepts of Shaila, both in its differentiation between Shaila and Atara, and then later in the last two Prakim, Nair Marasa, and the last Perek in the Dharam, which discuss the questions of being mevatel and undoing the Dharam. So the yisoid of Shaila is that when a person is shoyal on it, he's being oikar the toyis. In that case, whatever he said was never chal. In the case of the truma, whatever truma he gave should never have been chal. What's the difference if it was bali ad kayin or not? What's the difference, the fact that the truma is actually in the hands of the kayin? The Rishonim are not unanimous on this. Rabbeinu Arush brings from Rabbi Elazar Mimitz that the kavana of the Gemara, when the Gemara says that a kohen cannot be shoyel on it, why? Because the kohen was not kirei shame on the truma. The way truma is created is through kriyas hashem. You go over to the kri and you say this is truma. Memela, the kohen has no bialis on it. He was never kirei shame on it. He's just a recipient. But the bialim was, yes, kirei shame. And therefore, he should be able to be shayel. According to this, the halacha that we just mentioned is not true because the bialim can be able to shayel. The Nisei Kalim of the Rambam and the Achronim like to say that this, in fact, is Shitas HaRambam. If we have screen sharing, I'd like to show the Olam, the Rush inside, and perhaps the other Rishonim. Let's start with the Ran. The Ran Devar Maskil B'Truma explains that the Kayin was Zeicha, and therefore he is not allowed to be Shoyal on it. If I can get a marker there. On the left side, the kivin is zabach kain shuv eni yachal ish lo'aleha. And this is the standard way, because once the kohen gets it, it's as if That is blocks any hatara of the chacham. Okay, we'll see subsequently a chreinisha vart from the Beis Halevi in this shita. The Rush says no. Once it went out of Rishus Yisrael and the kaya and the Yisrael's mekayim, his obligation of the sinat bedivrei maskil the Rush betruma. Have to make that sent out, please, and make it a little bit bigger, please. The Rush explains that you can't be mafkia the shame truma from it anymore through Shiloh. Let's make this readable for the Olam if possible. Keeping the Yatzim Rishus Yisrael, it came by mitzvahs nesina. And the question, of course, is why not? So the Russian brings this aforementioned Blazer Mimitz. He was not the person who created Truma. Mashma the Kayan Kay. That Le Karale Hashem Truma means the Kayan wasn't. Of Yisrael, Shefrisha, Matzi Mishtaleh, because he was the one who, in fact, was Kairi Shem. Says the Rush, according to this, nevertheless, it's such a technical reason why Dovashesh in Matirin is Chal, because according to this, that you can be Shail on it, so it's right to the back, the problem to the Dovashesh Matirin. It's just a Mitzias. Some Mamela. The Rush's citation of Lezim admits that the Kohen can't be Shail on because he was not carried to shame, but the Balaam can be Shail on it. And the Rush says, therefore, even though the Balaam can be moderate b'she'ela, it's davar she'yesh matirin, because this is something which is not shchiach. That's not called a davar she'yesh matirin, which has to have some real application in the real world. This is not something that happens. Says the Rashba in Baba Basra that if that's the case, why can't we extend this to Hegdish? If somebody's magdish in the chasim, and it came to the end of Gizbar, there's no Shailas Chacham. This is based on the Gemara Nedarim, our Gemara Nedarim. See, there's something wrong here with the screen. Okay, our Gemara Nedarim, where the Gemara says the Rajba, that the Dharm Kriyin Dabash Eshlam, it's not Batal Filo Be'elef. And the Gemara asks Akasha for Truma. The Gemara answers, no, you went away from it. Uparkinan, down there. No, the one on the left. Uparkinan. Betrum Yad Kayin. Kalimer, the Achashbal Yad Kayin Shabeni Yachlish, says the Rajba. This is the site can therefore be extended to Hegdish 2. Once it's B'yad Kayin, it can't be Nishan. And therefore, when the Abari, that's the site of the Shailu, the Barmba Basra, who gave his Nechasim to Hegdish, he's not allowed to say, he's not Nehmet to say Mana L'Plaini, because that he should have a Migdal that could be Shail on it. Can't be Shail because once it was Ba Liad Gizbar, you can't be Shail. Okay, the details of that Gemara in Basra are complicated, not for now. The Mechaber in Yoredei Hilchos Tzedakah paskens this tshuva HaRashba and said if somebody is noted Tzedakah cannot be chayzer. He has to go to get a formal shayla, but shayla does not help a Megillah Yad Gabbai. You cannot go back to the Gabbai and said, "I want my check back." Says the Gain, the Kair is from this sugya. Says the Beis HaLevi. What's the upshot that once it's in Gizbar, you can't be shy on it? So Beis HaLevi explains the svar here is. Even though that Shaila is something which is Lechthera is Iker something Lamafreya, but it doesn't extend to the ability to use it to be mafkia, somebody else's money. And once something was bali ad gizbar, it belongs to somebody else. Because it's Lashon that he explains it. So you see that it does work. The truma didn't change. So what changed? And here comes his vart. Said the base of Levi, Balkarchok, it must be Hatam. It's like Mahani Shalem Shum Shakivin Shakvar Zochubem Akoyanim. It came into the Zechi of the Kehanim. The Yishalal Truma, the Yazoli Estevel, it's Darachlav Kiyas, the Chlistishal Akoyan. Shamachal Mahanale Shaila, the Zechia Ain of Kesel de Shaila, Zechia cannot be Nifkasle Shaila. Once somebody else is involved, once there is a Zechia, but a third party, whether it's an ani, whether it's a gizbar, whether it's hegdish, not the moment of sticker chiyuvim. Shaila can't be shoyal on a moment of sticker chiyuv. This is discussed by Rabbeinu Noida Behuda extensively in the Truma in Yardeyasim Kufnu Dalid. He asks many kashas in this yisoid, and he says, really, there's no way out of the fact that Shaila does help. So the svara, why it doesn't work in this case, is the halacha of a Taras Chacham or a Pesach requires that there be some charata. It also requires the cooperation on the other side. And therefore, the Kayan can say, in the case of once it's Boliad Kayan, here it's required that he believe that there was a Tayyis here. The Kayan is allowed to say, Ekleibnisht. I don't believe that there was a Tayyis. I don't believe that this Pesach is a valid Pesach. I'm a Murzik on the money, and therefore I get to keep it. Let's see the night boot inside. It's a long and complicated tshuva, Gedarka B'Kodesh. And he says, there's tshuva Sarajma, which says, which is Gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, that Tzedakah Boil De Gabai can't be a shayla out of it. Einim Luskim B'chol K'nolav G'dela Rishaynim. Apakashlan Lassois Maisa Negadasa Rajba. Chatarti Alei Avasha. I started swimming back to the dry land. Limtsay B'nidan Makom L'Hakla Ful Dasa Rajba. He says it's Svara. What's the svara why the Rajba says that you can't be shayla on it? He says, Imrani, two lines down, Hamusagufatamiboy. Hegdish. Why can't it be Nechzar? Actually, says Nadi Buddha, five lines down. The line starts with Aymarani. Shum the Kol Shaila Pesach Shem Neider Mel Molisi Deir Dav Zalisi Neider. Vam the Meir Dav Emesu Meshaker. Al Emes Afma Yedei Shu Yekach Haya Neider Ein Le Atara. Al Shein Lo Tzrich Lo Pesach Bizev Achacha Matar Shemeh Devar V'Matar Leiter Of Bichlech Shu Nizlein. And the Kohen can say, maybe you're not telling the truth in your charata. You just want to get the truma back. Not that you retroactively are shayel on it and regret it. And therefore, if you look back in the Shach, we passed it by a moment ago. The Shach here explains that Dafka Amir Lagabe Noi Davakinin Gamor. Come up and give like Kon Elam Mitzad Amir Asa Dibur Mavatal Dibur. Shach is another Mahalach that it's Dibur Mavatal Dibur, the colored crowd, the Yashayal Ben Adarim, Layachad Vare Michael, Cher Michael. That's all good when it's a standard hatara, but once there's a shayla involved, which was misnimsar liad gizbar, b'shamasla gizbar dala mir machad leikayached chomer perchedish. Ma be'ed gufish mishnichus l'mahanishal. You can't be shayla on an economic kinyan. And therefore, Masrali at Gabay, Masrali at Gizbar is an economic Kenyan. When do I say, says the Shach, that a Shaila helps when it's a question of Dibur being Mevatel Dibur? But if it's a question of Dibur being Mevatel a Kenyan, that doesn't work. Somebody made a Meshicha in an economic Kenyan and come later and say, I'm regretting it. And therefore, my Usul Dibur Mevatel, my Meshicha, once you are Meshicha, the situation is closed. The transaction is finished. Lafiza, who Adin, Hechet the Kano, Agdish Pekin Chalipin, Salman Shadla Garaka, Hechet Kane near Libar. Adkan, as far as Rabbeinu Ashach, and Eisen Svar. The Achrayim have problems with this. The Karen Ara asks, what's the difference in a Maisa was done? La Maisa, if there was a Tois, why should that not be able to be Mevat La Maisa? Karen Ara cites the Neid Behuda, and he says the problem with this approach is how can the Kayan hold on to it and eat it? Maybe the Baal is right. And then what's happening? What's happening is that the kayan is actually eating tevel. The Rabbina asks Akasha Neid Behuda. He says, the whole svara doesn't work because what we're trying to do here deal with the Gemara's problem of Davash Yesh Matirin. If Shaila Be'emes works, but the kayan has the right to say, I don't believe you, I think you're being Meshachar, and therefore you're technically your Shaila is not valid. So then that's a vital davashesh material. If you have time, take a look at this in Rabina, the Kalash Rav later in Yerushalayim, who goes through the questions on the Neid Behuda. Go through the questions of the Behuda. I want to conclude here with a tshuva of one of the contemporary. This is a Tshuvas Pri Chaim that you can take a look at. We don't have time to do that inside, which discusses a Mishkanes Yaakov, discusses the Beis HaLevi. I want to move to another Levi, and that is Rav Vosner, the great Pesach from Bnei Brak. Rav Vosner brings a Chiddush from the Sefer Kuntres Kavod HaKashaysa. If you go to the Shevet HaLevi, as always, our erstwhile editors did incredible research on coming up with exactly the right mix of Rishayim and Achrayim. So Rav Vosner was asked the following shaila: An eishes kayin, nishenis arvelo chalso bepachas mikuf aleph, less than bittel, you need 101. And mefshela hashlo, can she be shayil on the chala? Lefi masha pasuk gamash di yishal chachem kandidreg deisha is v'dask by terasi yefshe b'shayil zah. Why? Because the Rashba applies. The babi ad kayin yefshele. That's the same case in a kayin that was mafresh gereda. The kayin was mafresh challah. And he says he found this kasha in the Sefer Kavadu, Kuntres Kavadu Kaseso, which is appended to the Sefer Chelkis Yaakov and the Rav and Krinik, the great Rav in Krancha, Pelusha town. Great Goyen Chelkis Yoyev lived in between before the First World War and afterwards. So Rav Vosner says, it's a nice shiloh with the Chelkis Yoyev. He says, but I don't necessarily agree with it, with this Kiddush that when the Kohen is mafresh to Truma Chala, it's considered to be Baliyad Kohen. Why? Because both according to the Shach Svara, that once a Kinyan Mashiach was made, a Kinyan, you can't undo it. Or to Neid Behuda Svara, That's not also Dibur and Mevatele. Both of their svaras do not apply when the Kohen himself is a mafresh. And therefore, there's no reason why Shiloh should not work. That was the tshuva that Rav Ovner wrote and was printed in the Chelik Beis. The Shail wrote back to Rav Ovner. If you go scroll down, you'll see he discusses the application of both the Yehuda and the Shach. And then later, interesting enough, fascinating enough, several years later, Avraham Levi Zaks wrote him in response to his Shiloh. We don't have the name of the Shiloh in Chelik Beis, but here we have it in Chelik Tess, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. And he learned like this: Yikrasa kibalti, chaytwasa amr al dvareinu k'tan mishut shevus ha-levi, masha k'savti b'shuv z'chel k'siyak, k'kunsh z'kushy, z'dayte gam k'ayin ha-mafshla atzmai, with the k'ayin himself is the mafresh, en yachla shal trumik mechal Yisrael shabayit k'ayin, it's the same as if Yisrael is mafresh, a k'ayin who's mafresh, in this case, the lady who's mafresh chala can't be shoyal. Says the Rosner, I asked from both the Shach, who says that Le'asa dibur mevatel ma'aseh, not shayach when the kohen is mafresh. And malas kvei terasa was in the spoil. What happened to the all the other achronim and who spoke in this thing? One of them is the Ragachov. The Ragachov was nistapek in any kohen who's mafresh truma. Does he have to actually give it? Is he chayiv nesina? Is he just giving it to himself? Well, b'cholala, kohen is potter for nesina. In other words, a Yisrael has to give truma. What's the din of a kohen? Does a kohen have to give truma, but the requirement is then later exempted? Well, b'cholala, there's no requirement. A kohen is not shaykh to the parasha of truma. That's in the shaylo from the Tzafnas Paneach, the Baal Teres Aretz. Look at that void. Haim demakvin trumas atzmanu ptur. A begetan asino, you're giving it to yourself. Im kain, says Harav Zaks, Yesh Laimar. The begetan asino shuv havleik my maisel, yasa dipa mevatullah. As I frekt the shayl based on this ragacham. Zakta Vosner, you're right. Ichanisht. Ich hatte nicht recht gewesen vor 34 Jahren. Sie haben gesehen, die Zahn des Paneach. Es wurde geschrieben, sometimes in der Chofs. Aber bevor sie es ist, war leid, nehmt man bei Iti, der Gamde will begehrt in der Sina. Let's go with this tough Paneach that you're giving it to yourself. Hanna de Bama Kaya Shmitzah war es Shumla Shevet. The Kain has to give Truma too. Aber sie haben gesehen, bei Lachla in der Sina bei Meisah. Vayin shom gesheisi lechayr gam der reyashach tzarachin lefarshem the saif kol saif kiven de shavya ned a tois mikara a meisim a mele batla ubiyo der reyashach yeshleimer. And then he goes on to explain the reyashach. Fascinating. So let's chazer here. Let's sum up what we have. We have, first of all, a important machlekes in Rishonim on whether or not Truma b'yad kohen can be nishal on it. Shitas Aran is once the kohen got it, you can't be shoyl. That is straightforward. The Rush says, since it was Yotzer Mashus Yisrael and it was Mekayim the Nesina, can't be mafkiyah shem Truma b'nei. The Rush, however, brings Reb Elezer Mitz, who says the kohen can't be shoyl on it because he wasn't one who was carried ashamed. But the Bialim can. Says the Rosh, according to the Re'im, that even though the Bialim can be matred b'sheila, it's still considered a davar she'elam matirim because it's not shchiach. The Rashba extends this to Hegdish. Once was Bali at Gizbar, you can't be Shayel, and it's Nifsak and Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Tzedakah, that a Neidle Tzedakah cannot be Shayel once it was Nimsa Legabe. And we discussed various approaches in Rabbi Seinu Achronim to understand this. First and foremost is Divrei Rabbeinu Ashach. Then is that it's an economic transaction with Mashiach. Then is Divrei Hanoi Yehuda, that you simply can say that it requires an emunas of the Kohen, and the Kohen says, Chleibach nisht. The approach of the Imra Bina, we did not get a chance to see the Pri Chaim because we ran out or in time limitations here, but he brings the Mishkan Yisakov. We have time to look at the Pri Chaim. And then this interesting question in the Shevet HaLevi as to whether or not a Kohen himself, talking about the Kohen that was Mafresh Truman Challah, does he have to give it back to himself? Or is he exempt from the Nesina? Then Afkamina would be exactly this case. Shailen, the Shevet HaLevi Chelik Beis, where he was already Mafresh Challah. Is that considered to be a Nesina and it can be Shailen or not? In a case where you can't be Mevatlet. And the question itself, Nas Paneach, as to whether a Kohen is required to be to give and just he's exempt, or is the Bechlal known the scenes like Kayan read Ador here in Charles Chuvas Shait Valevi Chelik and Resh Lam Gamel. I wasn't apologize that he didn't have Sotnas Paneach, but even if he doesn't have it, it's still answerable. I'll be the Svaris that he explains in the Indian of what the Nesina is. At Kan Rabbi Yisrael, we will convene next Sunday, which is Erev Chanukah, to discuss a very interesting question. Everybody have a good week and do your best on these fascinating and geshmaka Mar Mekoymus. In this question, we go to the heart of She'ila on Inyanei Hafrasha and Nesina. Everybody have a good week. Yashakayot to my partners.